Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So anyway, got your 50th anniversary, Mike, of the original Woodstock.
Yes, our buddy Tim Russell was there. Tim Russell, former CCO. He said he went there in wingtips. He was a student at Notre Dame at the time.
Yeah, well, nobody knew what was going on, I guess, at the time. And it all turned out to be a big hit.
Probably got those wingtips muddied up there.
Hey, do we have Greg on the line there, Jimmy? Let's head out to the site of the Little League World Series. That's where Greg Bloom is, the manager of the Coon Rapids Andover team. Greg, congratulations.
Thank you.
Boy, this is pretty darn exciting. What kind of reaction are you getting? Are you hearing a lot on social media about your team?
Hearing a lot, yeah, because this is the first time for our Little League to make it to one that's part in 60 years in existence. So everyone's pumped, excited.
I heard the Wolves, the Lynx, the Twins, all sorts of teams are reaching out to you.
Oh, yep. They all got messages for the team, and the team's excited to hear all the support.
But you had a little scare there down in the Midwest regional championships. I mean, you were down 5-1, right?
Yep. The key play was the coaching decision of putting their top hitter on and load the bases and bring the infield in. It was one of those decisions. Either we looked very dumb or very smart and worked out. So that's when we turned that double play and the next batter lined out, and that changed everything.
Boy, oh boy, did you know this team would be this good?
We kind of had a feeling when the team was formed in June. We started practicing. We kind of knew, because a lot of these kids we've coached up, as you know, they've been young, and we kind of had a feeling they had a chance to make it. So it was. It wasn't happy to be the Regions. We knew we could make it to Williamsport.
Greg, what is Williamsport like when you go there to play in it?
Right now, I'm standing on the field because we're actually having a practice on it. It's not like on TV. It's you walk in here and you're just amazed. You know, it's every little kid's dream, 12-year-old's dream to be here. It's even my dream, and I'm 40. So,
but you've got a son on the team.
Yes, I do, Dylan.
What's that like for you?
Oh, it's great. It's exciting. It's fun. Just, you know, it's just a pleasure to be able to coach him, and even better to him and his teammates to get him here to Williamsport and spend time with all of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you see a lot of celebrities out there as well, ESPN and everything else. What's your first game, and when is it?
Our first game is Thursday, 6 o'clock Central Time. I think it's ESPN2 against Kentucky, the Great Lakes region.
What do you know about Kentucky? Do you get a chance to see anything regarding film or anything like that?
We saw them a little bit. Their region played in the same spot ours did, so we actually got to see them play a little bit. The first guard report, they can hit a little. They got some good pitching, but that's almost every team that's out here.
Yeah.
You don't get out here unless you got good pitching and some kids that can hit, so.
How deep is your pitching?
Our pitching is very deep. We're actually, I think some teams usually, probably we got at least four pitchers you consider a starting pitcher on most teams, top pitcher. So we're very deep, and that's what's gotten us here.
Greg, what's the innings limitation on pitchers when you get to the World Series?
So it's because they're 12, it's the pitch count limit, so it's 85 max a day. And once they hit that, they got to rest 4 days.
So wow.
They can go as long. They can go as long as they want. If it goes to eating a game and they haven't met the pitch count, I mean, their technique can still throw.
Wow. So is that different than what you played with through the year?
No, that's the same. That's a Little League rule for regular season all the way up. The Little League's real protective of the pitcher's arms, which is good. So yeah, they have these strict pitch count limits.
Can they throw curveballs at that level?
They can. We don't recommend it. Most of our kids, they throw kind of it's called a modified curveball. They're not straining their elbow,
mm-hmm,
but you just kind of get the curveball look.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, we don't need blowing out elbows at 12.
No, that's a concern. Nobody knows that better than you as a coach and a parent, certainly, so that makes a big difference. What about the bats that they use? What are those? Anything unusual there? Any restrictions on those?
It's USA Baseball standard. It's been like that since last year. So I know in years past, the bats have had more pop. Since they've gone to the new standard, they don't fly. The balls don't fly out of the park as much. You don't see as many home runs. So defense is crucial. A lot more hits to the outfield. And small ball, as they say, a lot more bunting going on.
Well, Greg, congrats. Everybody's following you, as you know. Best of luck. Have fun, but just enjoy the heck out of the experience. Once-in-a-lifetime stuff.
Yeah, we will. We are. So,
you know, I ran into...
Thanks for all the support back at home.
Yeah, it's so cool because even I ran into Lloyd McClendon, who's a friend, and he's with the Tigers now. He's their hitting coach. But Lloyd played in that, and when you ask him about it, his face still lights up when you talk about it all these years later and through the years of major leagues, and he still lights up about that experience.
Yeah, it's these kids will remember it for the rest of their lives, that's for sure.
Greg, good luck out there. Have fun, and we'll stay on top of everything.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Greg Bloom, manager of the Coon Rapids Andover Little League All-Star team that is in the Little League World Series in Williamsport right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.